Mark Levine is he's a former congressional attorney, had a tilt at politics recently. He's a talk radio host nationally.
He intends to get us on his campaign next time. Yeah, we're sure we can get him over the line.
Yeah, and tweets as Mark Levine, that's L-E-V-I-N-E, talk. G'day, Mark.
G'day.
G'day.
Americans always sound so...
It's a rough time in the world right now, so but good day to you anyway.
Yeah, it is a rough time. It's a rough time on massive tragedies and then very personal tragedies. And we've got what's going on in Iraq and Gaza. And then this very individual tragedy of Robin Williams, which is just so sad.
Yeah, no, it's really it's funny how with all the awfulness in the world and 170,000 dead people in Syria, let's not forget, and yet maybe it's the suicide of a beloved comedian that maybe touches our hearts even more. It's there's no comparison, but there's a lot of negative stuff in the world right now. I'm sorry to say.
Well, the death of Robin Williams has got as much coverage here as in the United States. The whole world, the whole world, I think, feels like it has some connection there. But you've tweeted that it hit you harder than you would have expected, and I wonder why.
Well, I don't usually care much about celebrities personally. That's not really my focus. As you know, my focus is on world events, on American political events, on these massive world problems that we have and domestic problems. But Robin Williams was unique. I think he was a once in a century kind of figure, just in terms, first of all, in terms of sheer talent. I mean, there's just no comedian anything like him or came close to him in any way. Just a complete unique, wonderful style. But then there was his kindness. I mean, he was such a great person, and it's clear from everyone behind the scenes and so forth that this was a very, very caring individual. And then, of course, there's the way he died. It's just brutal, the suicide and the bouts of depression and that this man that gave such happiness and laughter to, you know, hundreds of millions of people, I suppose, the world over, apparently had his own demons that were so severe. It's a very compelling and very sad story.
When you look, and we've had a lot last night, obviously, on our TV screens of the grabs of interviews with him, but also some of his performances, but particularly in the interviews, he was seriously... He seemed to be a very agitated, wired, hyped sort of individual. And I don't know whether he pumped himself up for that in his interviews or not, Mark Levine.
Well, it seems that he was bipolar, and the part that we loved about him was the manic phase, and he was manic in his comedy. I don't know of another word to describe it. It was fast-paced, it was brilliant, it was hilarious, it was extremely talented, but it certainly suggested someone who was high on something. In this case, it probably was more his own physiology than cocaine, although he had an addiction a few years back. But with the manic phase often comes the flip side, the depression, the part that we never saw, but the part that all his friends and family have talked about at length. And it's terrible that with this genius comes this horrible self-destructive side. I mean, this is a man who truly destroyed himself, it seems, to give such joy and happiness to so many others. And it just makes the whole thing even more sad and compelling.
And then we have this human tragedy on a massive scale being played out in Iraq. You have also tweeted that Obama policy too little too late, Hillary Clinton is dead right. What are you referring to there?
Hillary Clinton wrote, actually had an interview in The Atlantic magazine, which I highly recommend. And in fact, if folks follow me on Twitter, at Mark Levine Talk, I have a link to that article in The Atlantic. It's quite extensive. And it describes her views on foreign policy and how they differ from President Obama's. And, of course, I'm a Democrat, but On domestic policy, I don't think there's much difference between President Obama and Hillary Clinton. I think the real difference is on foreign policy, and I'm definitely a Hillary Clintonite on foreign policy more than President Obama. I think there was a reaction against the excesses of the Bush years, and which I criticized, and most of America did. Bush went way too far. He was hair trigger. He went to war in Iraq, which was completely ridiculous and unnecessary. But I think President Obama has erred on the other side. I think he's been too cautious, too reluctant to get involved, even when it's clear that a situation is spiraling out of control the way it was in Syria. And what I like about Hillary Clinton is I think she's in the middle. I think she's neither too cautious nor too aggressive. We'll see what happens if she becomes president. I'm sure I'll find something to criticize then. But it's very clear to me that she has a different foreign policy from President Obama's and a more internationalist-minded foreign policy, which is something I've supported for a long time.
The next presidential election, though, is 2 years away? Is that right?
Sure. November 2016. She's absolutely running, and I suspect I'll be a supporter of hers.
Right. In the meantime, though, what do we have? A lame duck president in terms of foreign policy?
We do. I mean, of course, on foreign policy, the president has more power to act unilaterally than on domestic policy, just constitutionally, that the president has more power in that regard. I am glad we are taking some action in Iraq. Again, I opposed the initial war in Iraq, but given where we are now with a brutal terrorist organization that really was striving for genocide with the Yazidi people and even the Christians of Iraq, who've been there thousands of years and had to leave their homes, and I don't think we have any choice but to aid them, and I also support aiding the Kurds. I think they are a very peaceful, pro-American group, one of the few we can trust in the region. And so I like President Obama's policy now. I do feel it's late, and I do feel it's too little. I'm glad we're doing it, don't get me wrong, but I would have preferred a stronger response before ISIS got this powerful, and I expressed it on my radio show.
Mark, thank you very much for talking to us.
My pleasure as always.
Mark Levine, former congressional attorney. He has a nationally syndicated talk, radio and TV program, Mark Levine, L-E-V-I-N-E, talk.com. And he's on Twitter. And so we've retweeted those links if you want to check all that sort of stuff out.